I think what stands out for me is quite in line with what we heard the government announce in November last year as towards its medium-term approach. This annual report is again, you know, making the point that China needs reform, but not the kind of reform that we will see very quickly in a few months. It's more a longer-term reform process, and then in the meantime, very much an emphasis that China still needs growth, and that's why we see all the time that emphasis that development remains the key to solving all our country's problems, which is really calling for the need for growth.
What key reforms are you looking for?
We see in this report that in the areas of reform where we know that there is already pretty good agreement and a pretty good mandate, we see that there we expect the reforms to continue coming on stream. That is very clear in the financial and monetary area. It's also clear in that area of making life easier for business, reducing the, you know, the administrative hassle and red tape aspect of the government. Also, we expect to see further, you know, increases in health and education. We don't really see a lot of progress in those areas where we know progress is very difficult politically, such as, for instance, in these overall changes in the fiscal system or say, SOE-related reforms.
So this issue of transforming the Chinese economy into more of a domestic-driven one is going to take time.
This is definitely going to take time. We're talking about, you know, 8 to 10 years rather than, say, 1 to 3 years.
What struck out aside from just the economic aspects?
What they have done a nice job with, I think, this leadership, is to make the link between the economics and the other aspects. Like, for instance, they say that ultimately what we are supposed to strive for is better living standards, to improve the quality of life of our people. And we need to find ways for our economic policies to deliver that. So there is quite a bit of emphasis on the quality of life and living standards being the ultimate goal of economic policy. And that, I think, is useful and is in line with a gradual evolution that we have seen over time in China.
Will that satisfy the Chinese people as opposed to, say, political reform?
I think the government hopes that it will, and the government thinks that it will. It's quite interesting to see that in the, you know, very clearly black on white in the big documents that we received today, the government explains that also in looking at what kind of reforms it wants to emphasize and wants to move ahead the fastest with, they should look at the reforms that people are calling for which there is for which the public is asking for. And I think that is, you know, underscoring the acknowledgement by the government that its policies should be a function of, you know, public opinion. And I think further changes in that direction towards more accountability and for policy to be driven by public opinion, I think that is something that we are likely to see in the coming decades.